This is Krista M. Gelter from Feel Good in Body, Mind, Heart, and Spirit. Today I'm going to share with you my article, Inner Knowing Decision Making. I hope you find it useful, and maybe it'll even change your life a little. You know those times when you see a person and instantly know that you know them, even though your mind can't place them? That knowing is not intellectual or emotional, but you are certain you know them. Have you ever wondered and asked yourself, what part of me knows that? Or what about those times when you are walking out the door and suddenly you know for fact, I am forgetting something? That inner knowing tells you when you have forgotten something, and it is not emotional, because you don't get overwhelmed emotionally, nor is it intellectual, because if it was, you would remember exactly what it was you are forgetting. Depending on the intensity of concern, you are likely to stop and run through a list of the possibilities. What is also curious is, as you run through your mental list, you know for fact what it isn't. Then, if you're lucky, what has been forgotten is identified as you take a victory breath while saying, yes, that's it. So I ask, where is the absolute knowing, I forgot something, coming from? The place inside you, the one that remembers people you can't place, or knows you have forgotten something, is the same place and space where your powerful guiding force is located. I use these two examples because you have already experienced them and know what it feels like to have a deep inner knowing of total certainty that is neither intellectual nor emotional. Most people make decisions based on intellect, information, rationalization, and experiences, or their emotions, needs, fears, and desires, because it is often faster, easier, and feels safer, even if that sense of safety is an illusion. Other times, patterned behaviors and knee-jerk reactions are choosing a person's path for them. There is nothing wrong with these methods for making decisions, but there is another way that may have more to offer you. Some people hear their inner knowing, but discredit it, blow it off, think themselves crazy or paranoid, or let their emotions take the steering wheel. Like when you are about to make an illegal turn or are driving too fast and that little voice senses a police car. Every driving ticket I have was because I refused to honor the police car alert from my inner knowing. When it isn't your head or heart talking you away from your inner knowing, it may be outside social pressure who is taking the driver's seat of your life while you stand there and hand them the keys. Inner knowing reaches you at times of importance, danger, and when you are open, synchronized, and connected to life, with a willingness to trust what society has taught you to disregard. Anyone who has ever followed the call of inner knowing is likely to share with hindsight that the direction indicated was like asking them to have the courage of a dragon while they were feeling like a lost and hungry mouse. The mind is screaming no, as it gives you a printed list of every reason why you shouldn't, and your heart is looking on Amazon to buy the strongest 5-star rated suit of armor. Following your inner knowing takes courage, curiosity, trust, and an openness to the unknown adventure that lies ahead. There is no rush of excited adrenaline, but no sense of imminent doom. While it feels scary and discomforting, it is tranquil and calm like a flat glass-top lake on a beautiful, quiet day. And there is a sense of rightness that defies everything else. I have learned a few things over the years about following that inner knowing, force, and power. If I want to hear and follow my inner guide and be on my path, then I have to let go of the need to fit in, please others, belong, or avoid conflict. It is impossible to please everyone all the time, so I might as well choose to be on my path, with peaceful respect for others. No matter what path I choose, there will be ups and downs. I might as well live the ones on mine. In an effort to force me into compliance, some individuals will use threats, humiliation, shame, compliments, gifts, or bribes. The more I hold fast to my inner knowing, the more vigorous, sometimes abusive, their tactics. Strong objection is sometimes masking a grain of wisdom, It is up to me to gently peel away the layers to reveal the priceless gem that was begging and wanting to be communicated. The path indicated is often the path less traveled, never before traveled, or the one I would prefer not to walk. If I am clear inside, no agenda, and the direction is deeply right, then I know the path will offer me more than it may be asking of me. Inner knowing shows up when the timing is right. It doesn't show up faster because I'm uncomfortable or under pressure. Sometimes I hear or sense, no, wait. And it is in what is revealed in the waiting that lights up the path I need to follow. I often don't feel ready or prepared for where I am headed. Each step prepares me for the next, so I have to be paying attention to what is happening now. My biggest successes were often where others judged me to be on the road to my biggest failure. My inner knowing must not be silenced, nor in airplane mode. I need to be open to it 24/7, not just on Monday mornings or during meditation time. It is up to me to discern the underlying truth and direction, often through self-inquiry. For example, if I am feeling fear, I need to know if the fear is indicating that I'm headed in the wrong direction, or if it's simply indicating that I just moved beyond the borders of my comfort zone. When I am doubting, or it doesn't feel clear, then I sit and wait quietly for more knowing to arrive. My inner knowing feels clean, quiet, respectful, calm, and resolute. If there is a speck of defensiveness, need to prove myself, make others wrong, or I am wanting a specific outcome, then I am not clean. Following my inner guide has given me the chance to know what true courage and humility are. The courage to be honest, the courage to ask the tough questions, the courage to hear the truth, and the courage to walk the path I am being offered. The meaning of my life has come from following my inner guide, the same knowing that lets me know, I know that person, and I don't know how. Or the one that says, I forgot something. Looking back, I see many of my decisions made no logical nor emotional sense. Some even seemed careless or reckless, even though they were never in disrespect for myself or others. As I walked the path less traveled, I saw my choices not only saved my life, but let me be alive while living it. Get in the driver's seat of your life. Your inner knowing and guide have a path that is far more alive in unexpected and magical ways than the one your mind or heart may be limiting you to. And that's the end of this article, and I hope you found it useful, and maybe it will just affect your life in more ways than you thought.